Working in a cheese shop in a grocery store, you encounter a lot of different kinds of people. Some of those people know more about cheese and charcuterie than others. Some cook more or travel more. Some are more educated. Some are more adventurous. And some just want Velveeta or American cheese. It's definitely a mixed bag. Over time, I have surreptitiously collected a list of commonly mispronounced cheese names. Sometimes people have no idea how to even start saying a name. Those people will often try to say it by telling me first that they're about to butcher the name or by showing me what it looks like written on paper or on their phones. I give them an A for effort. Other people have heard an incorrect pronunciation and they keep it going. And others yet just assume that they know everything and are just gloating in their own ignorance. It's hard for me to not correct people when they say a name wrong, because as a former German language teacher, it is ingrained in me to model the correct pronunciation until the people I'm speaking to get it right. Some people appreciate that, and there are a lot of other people who probably think I'm a huge asshole. But really, I just love cheese and meats, and I want you to love them as much as I do. Part of appreciating cheese is appreciating its culture and history, and those two concepts are both tied up in language. So I'm going to talk today about 15 meat and cheese items that are mispronounced almost on a daily basis, and the proper way of pronouncing them so that you can go into the cheese shop as an informed consumer. I'm going to give you my apologies in advance. I get kind of excited about speaking French, and I tend to shout Italian words. I'm also going to start out by saying that this post is about cheese and charcuterie. In France, it's charcuterie, and in America, we can call it charcuterie. A lot of people also say charcuterie, and that's okay. Charcuterie. I also want to point out that this post might sound like I'm making fun of people, and really, I'm not. I'm just hoping to use some examples for educational purposes. We all make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. We're just here to learn and grow together. So let's just laugh at our mistakes and learn from them. The first cheese I want to talk about is Gruyère. I get Gruyère an awful lot. This pronunciation stems from an assumption that you never pronounce the end of a French word. That is false, and I'm going to write more about that soon in another post. What you need to know now is that it is Gruyère you are looking for. Gruyère. Or as I would say in the French part of Switzerland, oui, je veux du Gruyère. The next cheese is Comté. A lot of the pronunciation guides for Comté use an N to help English speakers get the vowel sound right. So for every two people who come in asking for Comté or Comté, there is one person asking for Comté. Those are all wrong, and I'll tell you why. That N helps English speakers get the high nasally O sound in Comté. You're essentially trying to swallow the M sound, and that's kind of where it gets tricky. It's Comté. Oui, je veux du Comté. Comté. The next cheese is Jarlsberg. Just about every old person who comes into the store wants Jarlsberg. They say it with such force and such authority that I'm almost always blown away by it. We've heard so many weird pronunciations of this cheese that behind the counter we've started calling it Jarlybird and Jarzelberry. As in German, the J in Norwegian and Swedish produces a Y sound. So it's not Jarlsberg, it's Jarlsberg. Jarlsberg. It's not that hard. So the fourth cheese is chèvre. Oh no, not another scary French word. I've had people come in saying they want chèvre, chèvrerie, chèvre, chèvre. And those are all wrong, wrong, wrong. Really, it's chèvre, chèvre. Or as I would say in France, oui, je veux un petit peu de chèvre. Fifth is actually a brand name. Or rather, it's a brand of French cheeses and the French word for butterfly. I crack up every time someone comes in and asks for papillon. There's no second I in the word, so I don't understand where that comes from. Regardless, it's papillon, papillon, le fromage, c'est le papillon roquefort. Next up is mimolette. I have actually heard cheese experts get this name wrong, and nothing makes me cringe more than that. This is another mispronunciation based on assuming you don't pronounce the second half of a French word, which is total bull. everybody seems to be totally content calling it Mimole or Mimole. Nope. It's Mimolette. Mimolette. C'est pas un boulet de canon, c'est la Mimolette. Asiago. Let's look at how this word is spelled. The next cheese is Asiago. A-S-I-A-G-O. There is an I before the second A in Asiago. Ignoring that fact, a lot of people come in looking for Asagio. I don't know what that is. I don't know if they think they're trying to sound fancy or what, but we do carry Asiago. One time a customer asked me for Asagio, so I took him over to the shelf and pointed to it saying, oh, our Asiago is right here. He gave me this dirty look, laughed a little bit, and said, funny how there are different ways of saying things these days. Not only did I walk away thinking he was a total jerk, but I was also pretty dumbfounded. I mean, if you can't trust anyone in this world, you should be able to trust your cheesemonger. We know our shit, people. Next up, believe it or not, is Parmesan. This is not even about getting Parmigiano Reggiano wrong. We have actually had people come in looking for Parmesan. That's not even a thing. Are you kidding me? Parmesan? But you know what is a thing? Parmesan. Parmesan is a thing. It's Parmesan. Second to last on the list of cheeses is Epoisse. This is another fun one that Americans have a really hard time with. And it's one of my favorite cheeses. So people have shyly come up to the counter asking for Epoisse, Epoisse, Epoisse. But really, it's Epoisse. All you have to know is that l'Epoisse, c'est bon. Epoisse. Finally, we have Tres Leches. This cheese is Spanish, and so is its name. Yet some people insist on treating the name like it's French. This contingent goes around calling it Tres Leches. In reality, the cheese is Spanish, so it's pronounced Tres Leches. The S's are pronounced Tres Leches. So that's it for the cheeses today, and now I'm going to go on to the mispronounceable meats or the charcuterie items. The first one is pâté. One of my ultimate pet peeves is when people come in all snooty thinking they're going to sound fancy by asking for pâté. Yes, give me 3 fingers of your truffle mousse pâté. And of course they don't say please or thank you. Unfortunately, this subset of humans sounds to me like they don't know any French, because if they did, they would know that the word is pronounced pâté. Moi, j'aime le pâté de canard. It's pâté. Now we're going to get to the Italian words. First, we have pancetta. People love to make carbonara with pancetta, or pancetta. Personally, I prefer to cook with pancetta. Or as the Italians might say, pancetta. Then there's prosciutto, proof that people are really more creative than they give themselves credit for. We've heard of prosciutto, prosciutto. This list goes on and on. But Italians would probably just like you to call it prosciutto. Prosciutto. Then there's guanciale. Cured pork jowls or face bacon, which sounds super appetizing, are becoming popular, and more people are coming and asking for guanciale, guanciale, guancial, or guancile. Yet what I think that people want is not guano or something like that, which is what it sounds like they're asking for, but guanciale, guanciale, guanciale. Finally, there's bresaola. It makes sense to me that people would struggle with this one because it's not a common product. A lot of people don't know what it is. And this poor little air-dried beef has been called bresole, bresiolo, bresla, bresi, you name it. The name is totally abused. But it's really just called bresaola, or for Americans, bresola. So now you know. Feel free to practice, and always ask if you don't know the right way to say it, and go forth and order things by their correct names.